Hey, BillO'Reilly.com. Premium members, welcome to the No Spin News. Thursday, April 30th, last day of the month, obviously, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. We got a former White House spokesman, Sean Spicer, coming up. There's a report on CNN that Donald Trump is yelling at people, and we'll give you a little inside look at what goes on in the White House. But first, we'll run down the pandemic coverage. It's reopening weekend in many places. May Day tomorrow, May 1st. Happy May Day to all you communists out there. Bernie Sanders, enjoy yourself tomorrow on May Day. But in Georgia, things are going. They're opening just about everything. Employees in most places in Georgia have to wear face coverings. Gyms, hair salons, bowling alleys, massage parlors, tattoo parlors, they're open. Now, if you're going to get a tattoo at this point in the pandemic, it might say, I am not smart. Just a suggestion if you're going to get tattooed in the middle of a pandemic. In Florida, beaches are going to be open very soon. May 4th, Monday, restaurants and retail spaces can open, 25% capacity. Gyms, tattoo parlors remain closed, though. You want to work out and get a tattoo in Florida, you can't. Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach, the three most southern east counties, because they're so dense, they are exempt from these openings. They still are shut down in Florida. Disney, they're planning to reopen. They got a lot of whole stuffs. Sanitizers everywhere, all employees wearing masks. So Donald Duck, that mask is going to have to be way out there. Because he has the beak. Disney, that's a harbinger. When Disney opens, that means the pandemic is really on a downside. Macy's opening 84 stores around the country, in mostly states that don't have a big pandemic problem. Texas, tomorrow, retail stores, restaurants, movie theaters, and malls, all open, 25% capacity. Montana, you can go to church. Retail stores are open. Colorado, tomorrow, retail stores can reopen. So you can see that the reopening of America is underway. Except here in New York, where I am, and California. In California, they're closing all the beaches and parks. This is Gavin Newsom, the governor there. He's a little annoyed that people last weekend flocked to the beaches because it was 100 degrees, and now he says they're closed. You can't go, or we'll shoot you or something. That's an exaggeration for you far-left nuts who monitor my broadcast. In New York, the mayor was mad at the Orthodox Jewish community for going to a funeral, a mass, but now the mayor is getting hammered all over the place, so he's apologized. He says he was too emotional or whatever. In Michigan, the Court of Claims, that's the big Michigan court, has ruled that the governor there, Whitmer, can tell you you can't plant seeds, buy seeds, go to your house. If you have a second house, you can't do anything. So they've upheld Whitmer. But Whitmer destroyed her political career. Remember, everybody's going to remember, a little redundant. But they're going to notice who's doing what, and the next time they're up for election. So this is going to have consequences, what the individual governors do. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA.
So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Okay, now this is a very serious story. If you open up in the United States, you could get sued. So if the school here in my town opens up, one kid gets it, gets COVID, bang, lawsuit. Restaurant opens up, you get COVID, you say the restaurant gave it to me, bang, lawsuit. And you can see how this can hurt dramatically the economy of this country. A five-year-old could see that. Now, always remember, any kind of COVID acquisition after Georgia opens, or Colorado opens, wherever it may be, will be page one news and lead CNN. And it'll be a panel of 19 people telling you how bad Georgia is or wherever it is. Any relapse, anything like that, resurgence, that's going to be the lead story. The press does not want the economy to reopen. We've gone over that. All right, on the lawsuits. The lawyer lobby, they have a big, big lobby in Washington, D.C., in the past 3 years, has given $200 million to the Democrats. And Nancy Pelosi rewards them by saying, we're not going to support any limitation on lawsuits in the pandemic. Go.
This coronavirus challenge, especially now, we have every reason to protect our workers and our patients and all of this. So we would not be inclined to be supporting any immunity from liability.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? So you see what's happening. Every blood-sucking lawyer in a country, and there are hundreds of thousands of them, maybe millions, all right, lining up to sue over COVID. I saw a TV commercial today here in New York. It wasn't exactly COVID, but it was close. Call us. You have to call. We're not going to charge you anything. Oh, no. If we get money for you. So we'll sue the big department store, the big corporation, or the school district. We get money, you'll get it. Don't worry about it. I mean, it's so bad. Now, I asked my staff to come up with how much money the lawyer lobby in Washington has given Republicans. I don't know whether this, it was very quick that we assembled. It's about $60 million in the last few years. Could be more than that. I don't want to be inexact. I know it's more than $200 million to the Democrats, which is why Nancy Pelosi said what she said. It's exactly why. They're bought. Republicans have got money too, but not nearly what the Democrats have got. Okay, everybody got it? This is corruption. These people aren't looking out for you. They're looking out for the extortionist lawyers. That's who they're looking out for. Roll the spot, and we'll be right back.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, here's a real important story for you. You remember Michael Flynn, former national security advisor to Donald Trump. And Flynn was charged with lying about his contacts with Russia. And he pled guilty. And some say he pled guilty because the FBI threatened his son with prosecution. I don't know whether that's true, but I know he pled guilty. Then he withdrew his guilty plea. Now, the case is moving forward. So Flynn's lawyers are entitled to discovery, what they call discovery. The prosecution, the federal government, to still prosecuting this case, all right, it's going to get thrown out. The case is going to get thrown out, but they're still doing it. Turns over, all right, notes from the FBI about Michael Flynn. This is amazing. Let's put it on the full screen. This note was written by a man named Bill Priestap. He's the former head of the FBI's counterintelligence division. Quote, What is our goal? Truth, admission, or to get him, Flynn, to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired? Unquote. January 4th, 2017. Now, this is in a conversation, I understand, with Comey and McCabe and all the other FBI bigwigs, that Pristep is wondering, what's our goal here? Are we trying to entrap the man? He says it. He says it right out. All right, get him to lie. It's entrapment. So this is a huge story because it kills the case against Michael Flynn. Two things. Number one, the media will ignore this story, generally speaking, and on Monday, I'm going to have my staff look at all the media coverage of the Flynn story, and it's going to be scant, all right? But we'll run it down for you. And two, why didn't Mueller come up with this? Why didn't Robert Mueller have this? This is a hand note, written note, by this Pristep guy, who's definitely going to get indicted, in my opinion. Where was Mueller? Why didn't he have this? The FBI withhold that evidence from Mueller? It was Mueller's job to ferret all this out. I will see you soon. Have a great weekend.